Haven't got those, okay. Then there's a kind of thing like a crab that lives in a freshwater stream. You get them out here in the river, I think. Or used to it, anyway.
You do?
Crawfish?
Crawfish, well, yeah.
Crawfish?
But not so much. I thought crawfish was saltwater.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're the authority.
No, I'm not sure, but crawfish. Any of those scaly, bulky things, shelly things.
Okay. What's another thing like a crawfish that you, little round thing, that you get down around Buford?
Shrimp,
okay. If you were talking about a bunch of them, you'd say you had a dozen shrimp?
Shrimp.
You would never say a dozen shrimps?
A basket of shrimp.
Okay.
A woman's face is as wrinkled as a basket of shrimp.
Okay.
That's what I would tell you.
Okay.
No, it's just shrimp. Now, down Charleston, they say swamp.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Paul Gibb Bet swamp on
uh-huh.
Catfish Road.
Yeah.
I hear that the newscaster that was on the Today Show for so many years is now retired down Hilton Head. And he said, now it was Catfish Road, it was Cabbage Road.
Huh.
I'll go with that. I would think so.
You would, yeah.
Mm-hmm, I would.
What's that?
So you don't get too far away from me.
Okay.
I'm glad you got to know him, though.
Me too.
Because he is an amazing person. Mm-hmm. And, he can be rude to him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, yeah. The director down there of Historical Ghostland. He can be rude to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I once said to him, I hope it doesn't happen again. I said, I'll stomp your foot if you ever do a thing like that. He said, you wouldn't? I said, yeah. So if you're going to say something, you'd be damn sure your feet are up under you and not where I can get hold of them. It wouldn't be the first foot that I'd stomped. I don't have any understanding of the young people not having any, not necessarily respect, but this is an older person,
mm-hmm.
and there are some things that you do not do and you do not say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I tell you who takes care of the older people better than any race that I know of, the Chinese.
Yes, I think you're right.
And they know that I had an operation. And I can't go in there without everybody hovers around to pick up the packages.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say to them, if I don't start picking them up,
yeah.
I never will. So
yeah.
Let me carry it out.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Chinese.
Let me let go out.
Okay. Do you know much about the Chinese community in Augusta?
Well, they have a very fine benevolent society. They are
mm-hmm.
never on relief. They are never on
mm-hmm.
food stamps. They're never.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of their own. And they have the old Lutheran church that's behind the museum. It'd be on Walker Street. Is now the Chinese Benevolent Society, and they are trying now to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
They shuffle along with it, and they have big Chinese dinners, and it's packed with people.
What about when you were very young? Were there many Chinese in Augusta then?
Yes, yes. That must put me up at 21 when I first started doing public health nursing. I had that district out there,
mm-hmm.
where most of the Chinese stores are,
mm-hmm.
they all lived in the store, behind the store, like almost any other immigrant does.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very fine because they took care of their own. If you don't, we just have to finish later this afternoon and have
okay.
to go come back.
Okay.
To get it done, we don't. That's not so much.
Okay. Let me see. we were talking about, we had gotten into, starting to get into insects.
I don't know much about insects.
The kind that flies around lamps.
Oh, gnats.
Okay, and then the big ones with the wings?